Keith, can you ever remember a nose guard in your defense getting 10 tackles in a game?
Casey Hampton was pretty formidable, but I don't remember him getting 10 tackles, no. No, I don't. I didn't even notice that ours did. That happened the last time?
Yeah.
Good for him.
How's he coming along, Parker?
Oh, shoot, all three of those guys from last year are getting better, but there's some, you know, ups and downs. I think for a young guy to play a 16-game schedule and not have up and downs is pretty rare. And they're still growing. The older you get, I think once you get into the fifth year or sixth year or something like that, you know the routine, you know how the season's going to go, and you kind of divide it up into fours, you know, and say this is the first quarter, this is the second quarter, this is the third quarter, that type of way, and then that's how you play and get yourself prepared to play. And the hard thing is being consistent in terms of the preparation, I think, for young guys especially.
Keith, the late game runs that you're giving up, is that a matter of fatigue? Is it a matter of guys trying to make plays?
Make plays more than anything else, and I think, you know, if you look at that 90-yard play, we did a lot of things we shouldn't have done. I mean, we had the numbers to win that particular down, and we tried to do something out of the ordinary. I think if you look back at, that'd be good. Yes. Anyway, what were we talking about? CTE.
Yeah.
We were talking about
late game
missing assignments. Really, it's more missing assignments than what missing tackles. And if you look at what happened to us last year against the Dallas Cowboys, they had a late run then too, and it was just somebody trying to make a play, trying to do something out of the ordinary to make a play and stop a play when really all they have to do is just do their job. And, you know, the thing we try to preach to them, and we'll continue to try to preach to them, is you got to learn to be selfless and doing your job and knowing that doing your job will stop the play. Be confident enough in the defense that if everybody does their job, then we'll hold them short of getting the first down. I think it was like third and three or something like that. And, you know, if everybody does what they're supposed to do, then I'm confident that the ball would have been stopped and would have been out. And that happened, you know, it's happened a couple times. It happened down in Miami, I think, last year. So we've got to be mentally ready for stuff like that at the end of the game when it really does count for us. We don't want to give that many yards up. I mean, shoot, we gave up 450 yards in two games. We've never done it. I don't recall ever doing that since being a coach here.
Is that something young players have to learn from experience?
I think it is, in knowing that, you know, it's never over till it's over. And, you know, we got behind there, and we really needed to stop them there at the end. And we just had a couple guys try to do above and beyond instead of just doing what they're supposed to do.
How do you think the run defense was until that point?
It was pretty good until we got hit a couple times outside. We got hit a couple times outside where they ran a sweep outside to our right and then one to our left, and we didn't what we call force properly. Force, that means turn the ball in, okay? We didn't turn the ball in like we should have, and the guy who was supposed to force got hooked and they got around the corner. And so those two runs stick in my mind too. There were three runs that stuck in my mind in that game that if we could have eliminated, we'd had a pretty good day, I think. But we didn't.
Can you go over those three? I guess one's the 90-yarder.
One was a 90-yarder. We all tried to do above and beyond like I was talking about a while ago. And there was two plays that were ran to the outside, one to our right side, one to our left side, and we didn't get the forcing unit right. What I mean by forcing unit is our guys who turned the ball back into the rest of the defense didn't get the job done. So we gotta do a good job with that.
Keith, you had some problems last year with the run defense. You put Harrison in. Mm-hmm. Kind of didn't have problems with the run defense after that.
Saying we should play James Harrison?
I'm asking, are you thinking about it?
I think you are saying that.
I'm asking, yeah. You, are you thinking about it?
Well, you know, it's always have good to have James Harrison when you're playing Kansas City and let their offensive tackle see him. I'll just say that.
Like see him on the sideline?
No, see
in
him.
In uniform.
See him with a helmet.
And I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that, all right? You can imagine what might happen.
So. Do the Chiefs use Hunt similar to any of the other teams you've faced so far?
Yes. The same way that, in a lot of ways, the same as Chicago. In a lot of ways, the same as Jacksonville. He's a good runner. I mean, he's built low to the ground. He's got real good vision. And he sees the backside of cuts and stuff like that. And he really kind of keeps it tight to the offensive lineman's block and then really finds a way to get downhill. And so he's an impressive runner in those terms. And he's going to be a challenge. I mean, NFL is a challenge to play in and coach in. And they've got a good football team. They're undefeated for good reason. They're well coached. Andy Reid does a great job. He is a you know, he's the head coach, but he's very, very involved in the offense, and they do a great job. There's a reason they're 5-0.
Alex Smith, the best quarterback you guys have faced?
Alex has played real well this year. He hadn't, I don't know if they turned the ball over, but maybe once. And when you hold the ball and you don't turn it over and you get turnovers, you win. You know, that turnover takeaway ratio is very, very big in terms of wins and losses. So, they've done a good job of maintaining control of the ball and not making stupid mistakes. He had, you know, Alex Smith has got a real good feel, a real good understanding of their offense, and he really executes it well.
You've changed some stuff up the last couple of years to allow your defensive linemen, like Hargrave, to maybe get more tackles, like the one-gap thing as opposed to the old two-gap?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes we'll put them in that position. Sometimes we won't. You know, it depends on what we feel like we got to stop. And Hargrave does a good job. He does a good job of movement. He's real quick from side to side. It's very hard to cut him off. And as a result, he ends up getting in on some tackles. And sometimes the people are trying to run away from Cam, or they're trying to run away from Tuitt, and they run into him. So that allows him to make a little bit more plays, I think.
With this team, as much speed as they have, and using motion and everything, how hard is it to try to counter for that?
They're a very good misdirection team. In terms of how they use their wide receivers and stuff like that, we call it jet sweeps, where they try to misdirect and come back and give it to the receiver sometimes on a reverse-like look, and sometimes they don't give it to him, they give it to the running back. They do a good job of ball handling when they do that. Makes it a little bit tough. You got to have rules that you can adhere by and to make sure that we're disciplined enough in defense to stop stuff like that. Because if we don't, it becomes foot race, and you know, sometimes you like a foot race, sometimes you don't like a foot race. Depends on who's in the foot race. So, you know, there'll be times I feel like we got a fast enough team to handle some of the stuff they do, but we got to be right in terms of what we're asking our guys to do in their responsibility and stopping the run.
Sorry, Keith, I don't know if you addressed this earlier, but Harrison, is he an option this week given his success against KC in the past and his ability to set the edge?
I just you did miss this call. I said they'll see him, and that's all I said, and that's all I'm going to say. They'll see him.
Anything final?
What's the challenge for a guy like Kelce? I mean, obviously questionable if he plays or not.
I look for him to play. I do. I look for him to play. You know, I've never been through a concussion protocol, so I don't know what he's got to go through, how many tests he's got to pass and all that stuff. But I think he would like to play against us. You know, if I was him, I would. And so we'll see what happens. We plan on having him there to play against us.